In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So our psalm for this morning isn't one of those feel-good, praise God, everything is wonderful kind of psalms, is it? In it today we hear, "Where is your God, and why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? My soul is heavy within me. Why have you forgotten me?" I don't know about you, but there have certainly been times in my life that I can relate to this psalm. Times when I have felt the weight of the world on me, when things have felt really, really dark, when I have felt, where is God in this? Not knowing where to turn, felt alone, felt abandoned, felt spiritually hungry, and not knowing how to find that nourishment. That opening sentence, you know, as the deer longs for the water brook, so my soul longs for you, O God, but not knowing where to find God. In our reading this morning, we hear Elijah in that place, right? He's running away for his life, and he gets to that place where he just stops and drops down and says, "All right, I'm done. I might as well just die. Just take me now. It's over." He feels like he's been abandoned by everyone, right? He says, "All the people of Israel have turned away from you, O God. I alone am the only one. I'm the only one left of my people." And then he says, like, "You must have left me too, because I'm by myself. I'm out here alone. So just end it." It doesn't get much worse than that. And it's interesting because Elijah seems to have forgotten all that God has done for him. Because just a little while before this, Elijah has it out with Jezebel's prophets and priests, the prophets of Baal, the big god of the time. And they have this kind of showdown between their gods and, I mean, their priests and their prophets and Elijah. And all these magnificent things happen. God makes all these incredible things happen. And Elijah wins. And then he slays all these people all by himself. God was so with him and so powerful. And he forgets all of that. And then there he is there ready to die. And the Spirit of the Lord comes and feeds him, right? Feeds him, provides food. Says, "Lay down, take a nap," wakes him up, and there's a hot meal waiting for him and cold water. "Go back to sleep." Wakes up, more hot food and cold water ready for him for his journey, right? And then off he goes into the wilderness. Off he goes for some time alone. Off he goes for some time to really think about where is God in all this. And he ends up at that cave, right? And he's like, "Okay, I'm ready. Where are you, God?" And he hears the horrible noise of the earthquake. And no God. And the wind and the fire. And no God. And then it's the sound of sheer silence. I don't know if you've ever experienced the sound of sheer silence. Because it's almost impossible to find that. Because even if you go like out into the woods for a nice walk, somewhere quiet, it's not silent, right? You hear the birds, you hear the insects, you might hear the wind, you hear water trickling if you're near a stream. Right? Last night, I was lying in bed thinking about all this and thinking about how quiet it was, but then I could hear the crickets and the peepers. And at night, from my house, at night, only at night, you can't hear it during the day, we can hear 91, and I could hear the sound of the highway. There's always sounds. I remember the show Bewitched. Remember that show Bewitched? And there was this one episode, and I probably wasn't any older than you guys when this was on TV, but I remember this episode.
And it was this one where somehow, I don't remember anything else about it, but Benjamin Franklin came back, or came into the future, showed up at Bewitched's house, I don't know. And the thing I remember was he was doing this, like, oh my God, oh my God. It was so loud. And it was just the sounds of the world around him. Like the sound of electricity going through wires that we don't even hear, right? We don't hear that. Our ears don't pick that up. Automobiles, everything around us that we have completely blocked out. Or our ears have adjusted to it in some way that we don't even pick it up anymore. There's always sound. Sheer silence is something we don't even comprehend. One time I had that experience. Doug and I were in Wales, and we took a tour into an old mine. They were doing these tours into one of the coal mines. So we went down, and it was a small group, and we were down there, and they had us stand in the middle of this open space, and they were turning off the lights, and the point was to see how dark it was, but they had us stand really still because it was going to be really dark, and they didn't want you to walk into anything. And they turned it off, and you literally couldn't see the hand in front of your face. There was absolutely no light. But there was no sound. There was no wind. There was no insect sound. There was no water. There was nothing. Just for a few seconds. And it was so unsettling. No sound, no sight, nothing. It was so unsettling. I think that's a little bit what God needed to do for Elijah, was sort of shake him up a little bit. Let him pause in his day to think back and say, now wait a minute. I've been there all along, my friend. I have never left you. I've never left you alone in your darkest places. I have never left you alone. Think back. There were meals for you occasionally. There was a moment when somebody offered you the kindest words you needed to hear at the moment you needed to hear it. There was someone that offered you a hug when you needed it. There was that moment of love or kindness or compassion when you needed it. It was me. I was there. I'm always there. Think about it. I'm always there, offering you love and compassion and sustenance to face whatever you're gonna face. We're in it together. And our last words today from that passage is, go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. Now don't sit here in this. Get up and go. I'm with you in it no matter what you're gonna face. We're in it together and I'll give you what you need along the way. Just trust and remember this. We're in it together.